Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Bamidbar, we hear about the census, the counting of Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar. Moshe and Aaron are told to count Bnei Yisrael. A census had to be taken of every male above the age of 20 in every Shevet. And that's what happens. Every Shevet is counted. And what is strange is that when the census is complete, we find out that Shevet Levi are the smallest Shevet in all of Bnei Yisrael. The next smallest Shevet is Shevet Menashe. They had 32,200 men above the age of 20, but Shevet Levi had 22,300 men, and much smaller. And this is especially puzzling when we remember that the number of Levim is the number of males in Shevet Levi above the age of 1 month, whereas all of the other Shvatim counted men over the age of 20. Shevet Levi is the smallest Shevet in Bnei Yisrael, even though their count included babies from the age of 1 month and older. And the question is, why? Why was Shevet Levi so small? And so many of the Mefarshim ask this question, including the Ramban, Rav Moshe ben Nachman, who died in 1270. And the Ramban asks this and offers two explanations on Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Dalid. First, the Ramban says that Shevet Levi's number actually reflects natural growth. All of the other Shvatim should have been around that size. However, all of the other Shvatim grew miraculously in Egypt. Back in the beginning of Sefer Shmos, we heard that Paro oppressed Bnei Israel so that they would not multiply and overrun the Mitzrim. But the Torah said in Sefer Shmos, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, V'cha Asher Ye'anu Oso, Kein Yirbeh V'chein Yifrotz. The more Bnei Yisrael were afflicted, the more they multiplied. And on that Pasuk, Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Gemara in Maseches Sota, Daf Yud Aleph, Amar Aleph, who says that this was Hashem speaking to Paro, so to speak. You, Paro, are afraid that Bnei Yisrael may increase? Well, I say, Kein Yirbeh V'chein Yifrotz, they will surely increase. Precisely your plan of torture and murder will not work. The more you afflict them, the more they will multiply. Therefore, all of the other Shvatim increased miraculously under the evil rule and torture of Paro. However, the Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Va'era and elsewhere tell us that Shevet Levi was not oppressed in Mitzrayim. Therefore, says the Ramban, Shevet Levi were not the recipients of Hashem's bracha of miraculous multiplication. They grew naturally, while the other Shvatim grew miraculously. That's the Ramban's first explanation. The Ramban gives a second answer as well as to why Shevet Levi was so small. He says that perhaps their numbers were due to Yaakov Avinu's anger when he passed away in Parshas Vayechi at the end of Sefer Bereishis. Yaakov was angry at Shevet Levi and at Shevet Shimon. I'm sorry, at Levi the person and Shimon the person for what they did when Dinah, their sister, was kidnapped and raped. And one of the things that Yaakov said was in Sefer Bereishis, Perek Memtes, Pasuk Zayin, Achal Kein B'Yaakov Va'afitzein B'Yisrael, I'll divide them, I'll disperse them. And the Ramban says that even though in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, the Shevet of Shimon was relatively large, they were the third largest Shevet in the census in our Parsha, by the time they entered into Eretz Yisrael, they were the smallest Shevet. Shevet Shimon lost so many people in the episode of Baal Peor in Parshas Balak in Sefer Bamidbar Perek Chafhei, that their population dropped by 60%. Shevet Levi did not sin with Peor, but their numbers were already low, as we see in Parshas Bamidbar. So the Ramban's second answer as to why Shevet Levi was so small in our Parsha is because those numbers reflect Yaakov's curse at the end of Parshas Vayechi, at the end of Yaakov's life. That's the Ramban. And many other Mefarshim give other beautiful explanations. One other beautiful explanation for today's FMT comes from the Kli Yakar, Rav Shlomo Ephraim Lunshitz, who died in 1619. He quotes Rashi in the beginning of the second Perek in Sefer Shmos, who says that based on the Gemara in Maseches Sota, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, that Amram, Moshe's father, separated from his wife Yocheved because they did not want to have any children, any more children, especially who would just be killed, Rachman al-Itzlan, by Paro. Now, they did eventually get back together, thanks to the advice of their daughter Miriam. But the Kliyakar says that all of Shevet Levi listened to Amram and did the same thing. By the time all of the husbands and wives got back together, their Shevet had suffered a blow to their population. No other Shevet did that, so their numbers grew regularly, naturally, while Shevet Levi's numbers were stunted. However we understand Shevet Levi's small numbers, like the Ramban, like the Kliyakar, or anyone else, we do learn something very powerful here. The greatness of Shevet Levi and their leadership role in Klal Yisrael. And by the way, the greatness of Klal Yisrael and our role in the world does not lie in our physical numbers, nor on our physical strength. Hashem chooses whom he wants to choose. He appoints whom he wants to appoint. He gives missions, worldly, holy, lofty missions, to whomever we want, and it's our job to accept these responsibilities proudly. Have an amazing day, everyone!